Rise for the prayers of the church. We pray. In the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, who has conquered death and the grave for all the world, let us pray for the church and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death for the sins of all people. On the third day, you raised him from the grave as the proof that you have accepted his sacrifice for our sins. For this, receive the thanks of your people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, you have ordained all earthly powers and hold them in your hand. Give us trustworthy leaders who will work for justice for all, punishing those who deserve punishment and protecting those who need protection. Give repentance and patience to all who are incarcerated as well as their families. Make all corrections officers fair and high-minded in their attitudes and actions. Protect and defend all who work for justice, including our armed forces, our federal, state, and local law enforcement officers, and help all to see that their work has been ordained by you and that they serve you through these useful callings. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, by your resurrection from the dead, you give us hope and encouragement in the midst of physical suffering, for you have redeemed our bodies as well as our souls. Heal and strengthen those who suffer physical illnesses and conditions. Lord, especially we pray for the families of Nancy, Arnold, and Joyce as they mourn and gather to share remembrances and to claim your promises for eternal life. Lord, also today we pray for Dee as she continues to recover, and for PJ with the news that has been given to her for cancer, and for Pastor Norm too, as he has had some illness. Bless each individual and cover them with your hands. We also uplift before you, Lord, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Blake, Rosanna, Chuck, Betty, Joel, Ava, Michelle, Art, Tim and Raina, Alonzo, Max, Colin, Eva, Laverne, Thelma, Tyler, Addie, Jude, and Carrie Ann. Give each of them patience and trust in your mercy and your providence. Use us to help alleviate their suffering by fulfilling our Christian vocation to love and serve our neighbor. Lord, in your mercy. These things and whatever else you would have us ask, Lord, we implore you to grant for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we especially uplift our community in Philomath, that your presence would be with us each day and that you'd bring your stability and your presence in each step that we make. We pray all this through Jesus, who overcame death and has given us his victory. Amen. We declare ourselves to be Easter people. We have come to share in the table that he has prepared for us. He took the bad news of sin and guilt and changed it to good news through his dying and rising for us. We are here to celebrate that good news and the presence of Christ with us. To show his faithfulness to us, the Lord Jesus instituted his Holy Supper with these words. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The table of the Lord has been prepared. Jesus is ready to give you his good gifts. You may be seated.